This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we have an event that's going on today, later this evening, in Phoenix, Arizona area, Gilbert specifically. And the Southern Poverty Leadership Conference decided to call the event racist. Now, here's what's interesting about the event. It's being put on by Tea Party Community, an organization of which I own 95%. That organization is run by, well, me, Kevin Jackson. For those of you who are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I happen to be an American who's black. And the Southern Poverty Leadership Conference, the SPLC, which is funded by George Soros, says these people are racist. Now, what's more interesting about this particular event is that we have two Muslim women speaking. We have two Latino women speaking, one of whom is an angel mom. Her son was killed by an illegal. We have multiple people of all different ilks speaking. And the only thing that they have in common is they believe in free markets. They believe in government accountability and limited government. That's it. But the Southern Poverty Leadership wrote a big article, highlighted different people. By the way, Laura Loomer will be there. Foster Freeze, one of my good friends, Brandon Tatum of TPUSA, and on and on. And they called us a hate group. A hate group that is featuring two Muslim speakers. One whose family escaped from Iraq, and she can tell you specifically about it. We have a group of kids who came from Poland who are speaking. They're speaking on international issues and entrepreneurship. But we're the haters. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson again, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Then, what's funny, we had Tea Party Patriots reach out to us. They've got it on their website, like it's their event. They haven't put in a nickel.
And, you know, we really want you to help with what's going on with your rally.
And we go, it's not a rally, it's an event. Had to do that because the city doesn't want us to do a rally, but we can do an event. So they want to hone in on it. And then they send us a note saying, you're the only one who's actually asked for funds. I said, you can be a sponsor of our event. But they're like, well, you're the only one that's asked for funds. I'm like, well, I don't know what the other people are doing, but it costs us thousands of dollars to put this on. It, by the way, security was a big part of it. So don't talk to me about just, oh, and here's what Jenny Beth Martin, we want to call a national rally of everybody on April 15th. You don't need to, let me tell you, we were going to do it with or without your call for the national rally. Here's what they told us. You can do this if, they said, we did social media for it. Really? They even had the nerve at one point to tell us, five people. Signed up through our website. And I said, well, take it down. Take it down. Believe me, I can get on the phone or tweet and I can get five more people to my rally. So, you know, I don't need your help. So long story short, you know, buck up or get out of our way. We are not here so you can pretend that you're going to be doing a lot for the Tea Party movement when this is a group of people that hasn't done enough for the Tea Party movement. They need help. I'm not decrying anything they've done. Fine. I'm not even mad that they've taken millions and millions of dollars and haven't been effective at all, for the most part. You were effective because you voted out the scoundrels in 2010 and again in 2012 and again in 2014 and gave us 2016 and you held it together 2018 and you're about to give us a huge win on 2020. But it had nothing to do with the Tea Party Patriots. Now, when you do things in the next go-around, when you start looking at the lawsuits that we're launching against these sanctuary cities and people spending your tax dollars on non-citizens, you'll see what our effectiveness is going to be. So that's what we're doing. Democrats said it's too dangerous to put migrants in sanctuary cities. I want you to just stew on that one for just a bit. Let's percolate on it, okay? Yeah, the people who want illegals here... don't want a border, want open borders, say that these are the greatest people in the world that are cost positive to the economy, when Donald Trump says, hey, you can have them. You know,
we can't have them here. It's too dangerous for them in our sanctuary cities.
Oh, well, where should they go? In the non-sanctuary cities? I talked earlier about the brilliant marketing that Donald Trump did with that. That's just amazing. Now we've got the media saying the border crisis is real. Hey, wait a minute. Are you debunking your own bunk stories? That's what the media is doing. The media is having to admit that Donald Trump wasn't stretching it when he said it's a matter of national security, that our borders are overtaxed, that we can't let these people in for a variety of reasons. He's not lying. What? He's not lying. The media actually tracks Donald Trump's supposed lies. What are we at, like 1832? Are they going to go back and go, well, you know what? That one wasn't a lie, so now we've got to go to 1831. Way to go, Donald Trump. What you're going to find, if you haven't noticed it already, is Donald Trump's not lying. Donald Trump, he may not give you the full answer. You say, you know, what do you think about building a wall? Well, I mean, we got to build a wall. I mean, I'm not exactly sure we're going to build a wall, but we got to build it. I mean, he's not going to equivocate. He may leave some wiggle room. You know, what do you want to call it? You want to call it a wall? You want to call it a barrier? Call it whatever you want. I'm building something that keeps people from just willy-nilly slipping in.
He lied. Look at him. He said he was going to build a wall, and we made him change it to barrier. He's a liar.
It's fun to watch. And you know what else you're going to see? You're going to see the dismantling of these clowns. Forget the fact that they are dismantling their own narrative on the border wall. And at some point, you know what? A leftist may even admit, you know what?
Donald Trump is right. Walls do work. News at 11.
You know, showcase a wall and somebody can't get over it or can't get under it or what? And they're going to go, Donald Trump may be right about these walls. They got to backtrack at some point, because when you yourself are saying it's too dangerous to put migrants in sanctuary cities, and your media is now going, you know what, maybe this border crisis really is real. And former Obama administration people are going,
indeed, we're at a crisis point in the border.
Maybe you have to rethink things, huh, leftists? Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Maybe you got to rethink yourselves. Give me to preach. Democrats, on this show, you're going to get your sensibilities tested. But be happy, because you're going to come out on top. You're going to come out feeling good about yourself once you understand you've been lied to, and it's okay for you to admit it and come on over to the good side.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, if you want a show that's going to be, you know, right of center, or it's going to be politically correct, or you feel like it should be more easy going on the Democrats or whatever, and doesn't call out the foul, vile nature of those clowns, you got the wrong show. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, where we tell the truth about what's happening in the world, whether we like it or not. And that includes our guys. I talked more crap about Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Boehner, you name it. Any of these people that I didn't feel like were representing us properly, I call these people out left or right. I don't care. If I don't like something Trump does, I'll call him out as sure as I'll praise him. If Barack Obama had done something well, I'd call it out. Because you know what? Inasmuch as people want me to be ideologically conservative, I'm an ideological pragmatist. That's what I devote myself 100% to. And that tends to make me a conservative, which I consider to be Christian conservatism. Now, I'm not saying it can't be Judeo-Christian conservatism. I'm not Jewish, but it could be that. But for me, conservatism means It is a Christ-following, pragmatic view of life where you know right from wrong, and it isn't something that's is dictated by societal norms. I'll give you an example. Men in dresses. I don't care. I don't care about the transgender. I don't care about the cross-dressers. I find it weird from a societal norm perspective. I'll give you that. Society has influenced me to say, Kevin, you don't want to wear a dress, buddy. Right? Even I'll probably look pretty good in one. I mean, as I sit here and ponder it, maybe I will. But the point is, I don't as of right now, and it's a societal norm. But if you want to wear one, I don't care. From a societal norm thing, it's a freak. I would look at you as a freak. But you could say to me, well, Kevin, Jesus wore a dress. I mean, you see him walking around in that robe. They call it a robe. Jesus was in a what they call it, one of those big old muumuus that women wear when they kind of get chubby. Yeah, I mean, other than Jesus was theoretically lean, and he would be because he didn't eat, fasted, and he walked a lot. So you would expect it, but he was in a muumuu with a sash around it. It's a big old dress, societal norms. But today, that would look kind of weird. I would be like, does that dude think he's Jesus, or does he think he's a woman? But I don't care. I'm not trying to legislate against it. I'm not going to tell you, he can't come in my restaurant or use this bathroom or whatever. I don't care. See, that's a pragmatic view. Some might even say, Kevin, you're more libertarian. Look, put whatever label you want. I don't care. What I'm getting at is none of it matters. As long as what's in our heart is a love for that person. If I saw a dude walking around in a robe and he looked like Jesus, as long as he wasn't trying to convince me he's Jesus, I would be like, man, so you like the Jesus? Yeah, Kev, I can relate to Jesus. So I wanted his look. People do it all the time. They wear stuff. Guess what? Madison Avenue makes a living trying to convince us to be like somebody else. So why do you think all these women get Botox and their lips fatten and their butts, cheeks enhanced and all this and breast stuff? They want to look like somebody else. It's okay. I'm not moralizing about it. I mean, we all strive for something in life. But here's the thing. I don't want to pay for your Botox or your butt injections or your lip injections or whatever. Why should I pay for your transsexual conversion? Why don't you pay for some of my stuff? I'll get some. If I need a vice to get you to pay for it, I'll get some vices. I'll get a whole family of vices, and I'll get my family involved in it. We'll be in gamblers or not. We will go to Vegas and gamble and then legislate that you got to give me money so I can keep gambling. Everybody wants their vice, their little thing taken care of. And Democrats will promise it. Medicare for all. Education for all. They're going to save the planet. Whatever your issue is, whatever your scandal is, Democrats will handle it. Handle your scandal for you. They're not going to make you do it. They want to give you reparations, black folks. Get your reparations. Come in here. Lolly, 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 get your reparations here. You don't get adverbs anymore. You get reparations. You guys even know what I'm talking about. Lolly, lolly, lolly. Yeah, too young. Producers are young. They got LGBT special rights. You know, now Morehouse, I forget which one, but there's Spelman and Morehouse. One's all girl, one's all female. I mean, one's all girl, one's all boys. And they're historically black colleges and universities. Now they're going to allow, each of them are allowing the transsexual people to come to the college. So if you're a man transitioning to a woman, you can go to Spelman. If you're a woman transitioning to a man, you can go to Morehouse. Because Morehouse is for boys, right? For men. But here's the deal. You have to declare what you are, and you stay that all semester. If you get a scholarship, that's what you are all the way through. But they're going to give a scholarship to transgender people. And I remember thinking, who cares? First of all, if you're a man, I guess if you want to declare, I want to go to more, it's fine. But if I were a dude transitioning to a woman, I'm trying to think, do I want to? I would probably want to go where the dudes are. I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's too complicated for me, all these LGBT issues. But, hey, you know what the left also, they want special rights for illegals, so they give them sanctuary cities. But when you want to put the illegals in the sanctuary cities, they're crying, no, we don't want them. No. Why are you going to make us take them? They want special rights for Latinos, coming in or being here. Whatever. They want special rights for black folks. They want special rights for women. They promise everybody the world. And you know what? The promise is already there, man. The promise is America, a country ordained by God, second only to Israel. And you know why God shows favor to America? Why we flourish? Because we protect Israel. That's it. I know. I'm getting preachy now. Kevin trying to get all biblical. I'm really not. That's the truth. We are protected because we protect Israel. We, you know, so I look at Omar, a Jew hater that the left loves, that any anti-Semitic thing you can do, the left loves. And what's really funny, the non-secular Jews, I'm sorry, the secular Jews, the Hollywood Jews, they love these people. They love it. The more you hate Israel, the more you hate the Jewish faith, the more they love you. They don't think of themselves as Jews in the Jewish race. They look at it as we've got our little thing, and those are the crazy Jews over there. Same way black folks look at black conservatives. Those are the crazy blacks over there. They look at them people over there. Then the kids go to college and get summer jobs and learn some decorum, not getting girls pregnant and stuff. They're crazy over there. Crazy Negroes. Oh, man, this world is jacked up, and it's jacked up because of leftists. Oh, they hate it. When I do this type of a segment on my radio show, I get more anti-Kevin Jackson and hate mail because I'm telling these leftists the truth about themselves. But you know what? It ain't shutting me up, is it? Later in the broadcast, I'm going to play a clip from a dude who called me. He doesn't like me very much. It's an interesting discussion, so we'll play it. We'll fit it in here somewhere because you got to hear it. These people are crazy, and they want you to be. They need you to be crazier than they are. That's the only way you can rationalize crazy. Is you got to find people crazier than you. It's like a Ponzi scheme, you know. But we run out of crazy. Sorry, leftists, we're not succumbing. You own it now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Notre Dame is on fire. Flames are pouring from the roof of the historic structure in Paris. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is there.
The south-facing roof on the transept is completely consumed in flame. And I'm standing 100 or 200 meters away from it on the road. We're being moved away by the police, and I can feel the heat of it here.
Local firefighters suspect the blaze is linked to renovations that were underway. President Trump says the fire is horrible to watch. Congress and the public will get a chance to see the redacted Mueller report on Thursday. The White House is planning its response to the report by issuing a statement after it's released. Also, top aides will hold a press conference. House Democrats say they want to see the report without the redactions, saying they want to come to their own conclusions. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, good golly, Miss Molly. The Democrats got a serious problem. They had to barbecue up some sacred cows. Oh, man. They're mad at Robert Mueller. He was their hero. He was going to be my hero. He's not their hero anymore, the little sissies. They got to find new heroes. Oh, yeah. See, these lecherous, lying scumbags, which is what these Democrats are. Oh, I know. Kevin, don't be so hard on them. Don't you want them to listen to your program? They do listen to my program. I promise you they do. In fact, I'm going to play a clip of a guy that listens to my program. I call this clown, too. Yeah, I'll play a little piece of that, too. Look, I'm going to tell you something. These people are amazing. They got to eat their own, let's just call it a crap sandwich. If it was my podcast, I'd use a different word. They got to eat their own crap sandwiches every single day. They're eating Jussie Smollett sandwiches. They're eating Robert Barr Russian collusion sandwiches. They're eating Hillary Clinton's big buttock sandwiches. Ooh, that was a nasty one, right? They're eating all these nasty crap sandwiches because it's crap sandwiches of their own creation. Yeah, won't you just stop for a second and imagine if Democrats actually cared about America, cared about solving real problems, cared about getting to the real truth, and did what they were supposed to do. What would happen? The world would be immensely more beautiful. Immensely. Democrats don't want beauty. They claim to want it, but they don't. They love strife. To the point of just delusion. The delusional. The things that they ask for in their lives, the things that they, I would love for Joe Biden to take care of my kids. That's what this one clown said to me. I'll play the clip. Anyway, all I'm getting at, folks, is the Democrats are having to eat a heap and help and a crow, and they don't know what to do. And there was an article in Spectator, the day of reckoning is at hand. And it's very true. The day of reckoning. Because the Mueller report didn't do anything. Now these guys are going, we want Trump's attorney. We want 81 more people to look into for this non-Russian collusion that didn't occur because they don't like the idea that we're smarter than they. That's what they hate. They hate to have to admit it. Like I said, hate being wrong. It is a natural human condition. This is the only place I'll give Democrats, you know, the brain dead morons, a chance for them to redeem themselves. Everybody hates to be wrong. But you know what you do when you grow up? When somebody goes, you know what, Kevin, you were wrong on that set. You go, oh, where was I? Geez, I guess I misread that. Yeah, you did. No problem. Geez, let me read it again. Oh, I see where I went wrong. That's called adulthood, where you go, hey, you know what? I screwed up. It's no big deal. Here's what I can tell you, leftists, you morons, you brain dead zombies. If I had gotten it wrong about Barack Obama, I would admit it. If Barack Obama were Donald Trump, I would be singing his freaking baby black Jesus praises. But he didn't. He screwed up. He's the worst president in history, and you don't want to admit it. It's really that simple. Admit it. Say it. It's not that big of a deal. But you know why they can't? Because they're like little babies throwing tantrums. I'm going to be right. No matter what, I'm going to be right. Well, you're not. You're dumb. You're ignorant. You're stupid. How many words can I use? I'm trying to use the simplest ones. I don't want to get too complicated for you. How many words do you need? How many examples do you need to have before you finally go, you know what? That dude is right. Mad at me. People mad. Democrats mad. Because they didn't get it right and you did. So what? You got an F on the test. Try to recover, chief. Wow. Anyway, this article. I think there was probably a failure among group leaders there at the upper echelon. So I don't like to hear the attacks about the FBI because I think the FBI is an outstanding organization and I think Chris Wray is a great partner for me. I'm very pleased he's there as the director. If it becomes necessary to look over some former officials' activities, I expect I'll be relying heavily on Chris and work closely with him in looking at that information. But that's what I'm doing. I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General. Now, here's an Attorney General that's saying, I'm not going to just do Trump's bidding, but I got the what came in that report, and now I see that after we spent $30 million in 2 years and we came up with Bupkis, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. That's my job. Now, the guy goes on to write this. Coming from Barr, a most measured and serious man, this explosive testimony portends a bleak future for all those FBI, Department of Justice, and intelligence community operatives who use their official positions and enormous, bordering on limitless, governmental powers to undermine the presidential campaign of Donald Trump and, failing that, to undo the results of the 2016 election. So it is that Barr's description of that possibility of such political surveillance as a big deal is an understatement of the first order. As big deals go, the stakes couldn't be any higher. On cue, the Democrats and their wholly owned mainstream media subsidiary have tried to dull the impact of Barr's testimony. One bedraggled party flack claimed on network television that since Barr merely thought spying had occurred, he had not confirmed that it had really, truly, and actually happened. And resorting to the left's default position on all things Trump, Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin has called for Barr's impeachment. These unhinged responses to Barr's testimony are similar to the type of desperate fantasy-based gibberish you might expect from a barricaded man facing imminent death at the hands of a SWAT team. Clearly the left knows that, with Barr running the show, trouble is on the way. Man, I couldn't say it any better. Trouble is on the way. I told you it was coming. Somebody sent me a note saying, Kevin, thank you for being so staunchly, for getting him over the hump on the Mueller report. This is a guy, I think his name is Art, writing to me all the time. Kevin, what do you think is going to go in the Mueller report? Oh my gosh, I think it's going to be damning for Trump. And I said to him, I write him back. I said, man, you got better things to worry about. I don't know what you've got going on in your life, but this is not one of the issues you need to be concerned about. So he sends me a note. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No need to thank me. Just pay attention. Look, when I'm wrong, as I was with Ocasio-Cortez, I admit it. I said I thought they were going to shut that girl down. But they didn't. I admitted that. I was like, she's toast. Democrats are not going to tolerate her. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today, but I do want to talk about this Barr thing because trouble is on the way, and I want to continue with this article. The guy writes, although Barr tried making any definitive statements about the ultimate outcome of the current and future investigations, he did let it slip certain tidbits that should cause many sleepless nights throughout what we in the Justice Department used to call the seat of government. In that regard, Barr effectively stated that the investigation would be to determine whether the Obama administration had engaged in electronic surveillance of the opposing political party's presidential campaign and candidate without a proper legal basis. Got something stuck in my throat. Anyway, see, that's Watergate on steroids, what he just said. They monitored the Trump campaign while simultaneously trying to shut it down. When Barr was questioned whether spying on the Trump campaign was adequately predicated, he was obviously talking about the unverified salacious Steele dossier that was used to obtain FISA warrants to intercept the communications of Trump, the campaign associate Carter Page, Such an investigation will necessarily encompass the genesis of the DNC, Hillary Clinton's campaign's bought and paid for opposition research that constitutes the basis of the dossier, and its knowing, dishonest, and illegal use by James Comey's FBI and Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice to deceive the FISA courts into authorizing the electronic surveillance of Page, by extension, all persons in and out of Trump's campaign with whom he communicated. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second, because I want you to hear what James Comey himself said of this very thing that this gentleman or person just wrote about. Here's James Comey talking about Barr, who they all have the utmost respect for. Here's Comey.
With respect to Barr's comments, I really don't know what he's talking about when he talks about spying on the campaign. It's concerning because the FBI and the Department of Justice conduct court-ordered electronic surveillance. I have never thought of that as spying.
Oh, boy. Talk about getting yourself in trouble in a statement. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. James Comey, I've never thought of that as spying. It was court-ordered. FISA court-ordered. Illegal FISA court-ordered, based on the Steele dossier. Now, see, Comey's running on the muscle memory that everybody's going to just dismiss that court order was legit. That court order was not legit. I don't need to be on here to tell you this. You know this. You want to know how you know it? Because you have a secret power that Democrats, leftist moron monkey heads don't have. You want to know what it is? It's called common sense. You know exactly what's going on. And Comey knows, he wants to believe it, man. Because see, that's what leftists are. They believe cobras make good house pets. Yeah. Fat meat ain't greasy. But let me tell you, they're about to get one heck of a rude awakening, because we now know the central focus of what Barr is going to be discussing and going after is that faked Chris Steele dossier. And Chris Steele himself said it should not have been used as for any type of evidence beyond just political opposition research.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Comment. Is this guy for real, man? I mean, seriously. Calling Biden a creep? This guy, is he for real? How do you allow this guy on the radio? How do you people allow him on the radio? Would I let Joe Biden? Yeah, I'd let Joe Biden in my house to babysit for my kids. Let's see if he would allow the president to babysit his kids. He cheated on his wife. He did all that. And you talk about Joe Biden? You guys are f***ed up. He's f***ed up. He should really take him off the air, man. That's my comment. Just shove it up the...
First of all, that dude don't have any kids. They don't let people like him populate the universe, man. No way. He's like, God fixed him. Trust me. He don't have any kids. Yeah, I don't want to cast any aspersions because it doesn't matter to me, but my bet is he lives with a dude. That's just my thing. I believe that. That's my opinion. Anyway, hey, thanks for the call, princess. And if you did have kids, I would certainly send Joe Biden over to babysit him. Maybe he could rub shoulders with your wife. Anybody who wouldn't believe that Joe Biden is a creep is an idiot. See, this is what leftism is all about. Hey, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I am a logistician. You know, I deal in logic and reason. And I told you guys, I have spread my superpower far and wide. It's called common sense. I don't know who common was, but it's now called Kevin Sense, okay? 844-551-8255. Can you believe a moron who, number one, doesn't do enough research on Joe Biden that he says, yeah, I'd let Joe Biden take care of my kids. Yeah, and I bet you'd let a pedophile babysit him, too. Because that's the same thing. Why don't you just loan your kids to Hollywood and come back and check on them in 5 years? Or, hey, here's a better deal. Why don't you let your 16-year-old daughter, go hang out in Hollywood and spend some time over at Harvey Weinstein's house? See, that's what leftists are. They don't want to admit when they're wrong. Joe Biden goes up to women that he's just met for the very first time, and at some point during the meeting, he will sneak up behind them, put his hands on their shoulders, bring them into his body. I'm not talking about the distance of like the old 16-year-old dances or whatever back in the 1950s. Joe Biden will bring you in close where you can feel his manhood, if you, you know, you know what I'm saying? And then he'll rub your shoulders. And then he'll take that deep, big, deep, deep, that big, deep breath of your hair and then kiss it. And this guy, that's not creepy. I'm a New Yorker that moved to Florida. That's not creepy. We do that all the time where I'm from. Idiots. And they don't want to admit. He's mad at me because I called Joe Biden a creep. What is Joe Biden, your uncle? Huh, princess? Is Joe Biden your uncle? Call me back and let me know if we're talking family here. Maybe I'll lighten the load a little bit for you. I'll make it a little easier. I'll say, well, hey, you know what, man? It's your uncle. I'm sorry I was talking about your creepy uncle. Holy cow, if that's your uncle, I would hesitate to know who your daddy is, Barack. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm going off on this clown. See, clowns deserve it. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about Barr's impact. And I was telling you, everything's going to point back to this Christopher Steele dossier. And I was reading from an American Spectator article, and he says, as we now know, in sworn testimony given in the United Kingdom, not even Christopher Steele would vouch for the dossier's accuracy. I want you to just let that sink in for a second. Hey, and you, princess out there, that Joe Biden is your uncle, you may need a little longer. Because, see, let me explain. Christopher Steele, the guy who authored the dossier, in sworn testimony, I'm saying this slow for the leftists, in England, in the United Kingdom, said this dossier may not be accurate. Equally damaging, the guy writes, in testimony before Congress, FBI lawyer Lisa Page stated that contrary to the standard FBI procedure in counterintelligence operations, the Trump campaign, purportedly the target of Russian infiltration, had not been warned of the Kremlin's nefarious efforts because the FBI did not deem the Steele dossier reliable enough to compel such a warning. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Now, for those of us who understand things and who understand logic and reasoning and have a basis in common sense, that pretty much is the death knell of the Democrats. Now, for the brain-dead morons that represent that other side of the aisle, the leftists, they don't quite get it. They don't understand the connective tissue here that says nobody in the Justice Department believed the Steele dossier to be legit. And its author didn't either. Now, if you want Attorney General Barr to dismiss that, sorry for you. Page's testimony, he writes, sets up an irresistible line of inquiry. If the dossier was not reliable enough to justify a warning to Trump's campaign about the Kremlin's plot, how could it even remotely serve as the basis for obtaining FISA warrants to spy on the campaign? By her benighted testimony, Page has framed the issue nicely and invited a full vetting of who, what, where, when, and why, and how the dossier was used to, and here's the critical word, pay attention, leftists, dupe the FISA court. Now, it goes further. because if you dupe the FISA court, then and maybe they were complicit because we don't know. In other words, we got a pretty big universe of people to go after because I don't know who went up there and did this testimony, but whoever presented this, was it Rosenstein or whomever, they are in big trouble. If the FISA court did a wink, wink, nod, nod, well, then guess what? We got some federal, some judges who are going to be in trouble. Barr made it clear, he goes on to say, that beyond the FBI and the Justice Department, the investigation will also be looking into, quote, intelligence agencies. This makes sense given that low-level Trump campaign associates such as George Papadopoulos and Sam Clovis were approached by foreign operatives with CIA ties in an effort to plant the seeds of the Trump-Russia collusion illusion. As for the FBI, Barr made clear that while he does not think there was an endemic problem at that agency, he thinks that, quote, there was probably a failure among the group of leaders there at the upper echelons. Holy mother of Comey. Holy mother of Comey. No kidding. And of course, any investigation into spying must logically and inexorably lead to the clandestine state-sponsored plot to unwind the 2016 election and remove President Trump for office. In short, the subject matter of any proper investigation will necessarily encompass the first attempted coup d'etat in our nation's history. Now, you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, love to hear your comments, 844-551-8255. You know what happened. You know this was a coup d'etat orchestrated by the Barack Obama administration and everybody down from there. And we are about, if you don't think heads are going to roll, man, you better wake up. This nation cannot operate with Smollett justice, with Hillary Clinton server justice, with Bill Clinton finger wagging, blue dress stained justice. There are heads that must fall for this government to survive, for anybody to have any credibility. And I know the dude who left me the message, he's too stupid to understand what I just explained, so hopefully he's friends with at least one conservative who can explain it for him. But this is not the way our nation is supposed to run. And if this had happened to Barack Obama, I'd be saying the same thing. So this guy goes on. So here we are. After suffering through Attorney General Jeff Sessions' comatose stewardship of the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's underhanded machinations, and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's protracted rear guard action to protect the anti-Trump deep state conspirators, the day of reckoning is at hand. A.G. Barr's testimony portends a long overdue cleansing of the government temple, the likes of which has never before happened in this country. This will be history in the making. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and remind you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, history in the making. When did it start? November the 8th of 2016 is the reason we've arrived at this point, at history in the making. The first coup d'etat attempt in the history of this country occurred because you, the people, decided you wanted government to relax and to go back to what it was supposed to be, to remind itself of what it is. And these leftists tried to stop it at every turn. He says, in ancient times, when nations reached such dramatic inflection points, there were poets, authors, artists, philosophers who formulated, explained, and preserved for posterity the meaning of the events and their impact on society. And as I listened to Barr's astonishing testimony, I realized that America was at such a historic milestone. We are here, folks. We have arrived.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.